going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Built for Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Wednesday morning. It is the day before the draft. We will get into the latest rumors, some new ones out there. And a guy who Boomer thinks has a good relationship with Giants brass, putting something out there that was very, very interesting. But we have to start with baseball and the New York Mets. Another 6-game winning streak.
What?
10 games over 500.
What?
Tied for the best winning percentage in baseball.
What?
They've already taken 2 out of 3 in this series from the Phillies. We'll see if they could sweep today. And Griffin Canning, amongst other guys that have been tomato cans in their careers, coming here, getting into the pitching lab, and getting it done. It's been incredible to watch. And I know it's early, but hell, if they were 7-17, we'd be talking about how terrible they were. This is an awesome start, and it doesn't feel like it's slowing down anytime soon. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm great, man. As a Met fan, I'm just taking it all in. I mean, when you start listing some of those statistics, their records, their winning streaks, I'm like, I just want to sit here and enjoy this. This doesn't happen very often for our team and hasn't happened very often for our team. And I concur. This pitching staff has done an amazing job. Griffin Canning got himself in and out of trouble last night, you know, handled it professionally. And I was looking at Carlos Mendoza as the game was going on. I'm wondering how long are they going to keep him out there? And I think part of it is, okay, we don't want to overuse the bullpen, but we also want to see if the young man can get himself through some tough spots.
Yeah.
I think there's a little bit of tough love going there, but I don't know, man. It's like we are in a really weird spot. I mean, like, we don't often have opportunities to really feel this way about our team. We always look at it from the perspective of somebody else. And I always say this, why can't our team get off to a great start?
Yeah.
Just once.
Right. I know. I agree. And not have it be so hard all the time. And I know there's many months to go, but the fact that, you know, right now they have a better record than the Dodgers and they're facing the Phillies, who could be their stiffest competition in the division. We'll see if the Braves ever wake up for real. But they beat them a couple of times already. They beat them in the postseason last year. It feels like they've got their number right now, but it is, there's an expectation of winning. And I reference this moment a lot, but I think it's very important. It was after the Phillies playoff series where the Mets won. It was a champagne celebration. Steve Cohen said, I want to change the negative perception of the Met fan. And that is happening right now every day. When you put on SNY, you expect them to win.
Yes, I would agree. And the other part of all of this is that, you know, in the beginning, you said, I know it's early. Now, we normally say that when they're off to a bad start.
Yeah.
I am not saying that. I am not saying it's early. I am saying I am taking in every single pitch. I am taking in every single game, and I'm taking in every single moment, because this is a extension of what happened at the end of last year.
Yeah.
This time last year, it was miserable. And we had already started talking about trading Pete Alonso. And we were only in April. And they got off that horrendous start. So I'm not talking about it's early. I'm talking about stacking wins, stacking series wins, winning at home, dominating at home, having 35 to 38 to 44,000 fans at home in every game. And the fans buying into it. And that's, as a Met fan, I have to say, and many of the players have said, the fans are a big part of this because now they're coming out in droves. And they're seeing a winner. And they're expecting to win, no matter who is on the mound. It's not like we're throwing Jacob deGrom out there or Matt Harvey in his prime. We're throwing out guys by the name of Griffin Canning, Tylor McGill, a group of relievers that have done an unbelievable job thus far this season. I don't know, man. I don't care how early it is. I'm just enjoying it, and I think it's fantastic. And I think that Steve Cohen and David Stearns, at this point, given what happened last year and what's happening right now, deserve a lot of credit for where we sit as Met fans.
Yeah, and Pete continues to stay hot. It is amazing the confidence that he has in the box. I mean, it's just if you go and take a look at any at-bat, just pick any at-bat out last year and just his demeanor at the plate as opposed to his demeanor now, it is a 180. And the game is mental. It's one of those things. We all knew he had the talent last year. It wasn't happening. He feels like he's back to being himself, and he's another guy now. Last year, I was expecting him to strike out, grounded to a double play, you know, fly out to center field every time he got up there. Now I'm expecting a home run or a double. It's been so much fun. Now, you know, we'll see what happens with his contract at the end of the year, but I'll tell you right now, he is carried this team offensively. Lindor has woken up, but Pete Alonso has carried this team offensively. And by the way, the Mets starting pitching staff is doing, they've got the best ERA in baseball, and they're doing it without Manaea and without Montas, who we'll see what he ends up being. But those were going to be two guys that were locked in the starting five this year. They're both out, and they still have the best ERA in baseball. If every single person, and I don't blame them, every single person breaking down the Mets and breaking down the National League East said the Mets' weakness is a starting pitching. It's a starting pitching. It's a starting pitching. It's been the best in the game.
Yes, it has been. And I'm enjoying it, man. I'm enjoying every minute of it. And we all should be sitting back and enjoying this. And the happy feeling that your team is going to win every time they step on the field is really, I mean, it's a foreign feeling, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe from at the end of last year when they were on that run and Lindor was carrying the team and Jose Iglesias was a big part of it and the OMG stuff and all the things that were going on like in August and September. I mean, it's carried over to this season. And I think a lot of it, for me anyway, a lot of it has to do with Juan Soto. Even though his numbers are pedestrian, to say the least, given what he's being paid, he will heat up. Eventually, he will heat up and he will be the one that will be carrying the team because it's too long of a season for him not to. And I just think that his presence around this team has definitely had a positive effect, regardless of what the numbers tell you. I'm just telling you, I see a competitive guy every time he steps in the box, and I think that really has had a cascading effect on everybody else in the lineup. So,
yeah,
it's all good, and even him, and even he's only been average.
Right, which is another one of those things you can say that, you know, the team could even get better. You know, we talk so much about, you know, the Mets getting Juan Soto. Juan Soto got the Mets, too. You know, Juan Soto came here and joined the team at the perfect time. They, after turning around last year, and I know it's not the exact same team, but the core is still here. You're joining a team that believed and wants to win and cares about winning every single game. And that's why the fan base, you know, packing out Citi Field early on in the season, I think, is so important. Like, you can't have those mental lapses when there's 35,000 people in an April game. You can't, because they're there, they're rooting for you, they got your back. Like, it feels like a way more important game than one of 162 in April.
If I had one minor nitpick.
Okay, you're allowed.
It's a minor nitpick.
You're allowed.
And I think hopefully he's going to be a really good player for the Mets. Is that sometimes I think Luis Acuña Jr. is not really sure what's going on the baseball field.
Yeah, a little helter-skelter. Like,
I'm not really sure if he knows where he's going, where he's supposed to go, when to run, when not to run on the base paths, where to cover, where to go when you're a second baseman. Sometimes he's like floating around out there.
Yeah.
And he's not really sure. And it's so hard for me to believe. And I know that Gary sometimes when they're doing the games, and even and Keith every now and again will be like flabbergasted that they're not sure what he is doing at second base.
Yeah, it's awareness, not exactly a 10 for him.
I mean, you played baseball your whole life.
Yeah,
You've been a second baseman your whole goddamn life.
But
you got to know where you're going.
Yeah, true.
I mean, is it that hard?
For some guys, you know, I mean, he's been getting away with being as talented as anybody for a long time, and he's got to focus.
But he's got to wake up.
The focus.
I'm hoping that Carlos Mendoza and I hope they're taking him aside. And saying, like, you just can't be floating around out there like a butterfly.
Yeah, like you used to say to us, dancing with the fairies.
Yeah, well, what are we doing out there? Yeah. I mean, you're like the kid out in right field picking his nose.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that. Get your finger out of your nose and let's go. Let's get our heads out of our ass and let's figure out what we're doing.
Yeah.
But again, that comes back to coaching. That comes back to managing. It comes back to sitting the young man down, going over videotape with him, and making him realize the mistakes that he has made from time to time that both Gary, and to their credit, and Keith and Ronnie, actually all three of them, have pointed out, and it is a little bit of a nitpick, and I know everybody wants him to be great, but he also has to, he can't be, you know, like dancing with the fairies. I mean, like, he's sometimes just out there, and I feel like there's like little butterflies flying around his head. Like,
he's got to lock in.
He's not aware of what's going on.
Yeah, he's got to lock in, and Francisco Lindor basically said as much about him and in games. Now, these are regular season games up at the big league, so there's no excuse. Not a spring training game. It's not a minor league game. So he's got to get that out of his game. And, you know, someone that is heating up, Mark Vientos, getting very close to his potential offensively, which is something that I've been waiting for this entire month. So that is another positive. And you get that guy hitting the way he's supposed to hit. The lineup is
well.
Is,
I mean, and again, like, you know, you're going to have stops and starts throughout the lineup.
But there's a sophomore slump thing. So the reason why, like, I don't get as worried about guys like Lindor or Soto, but, like, you know, Pete Alonso, you maybe were a little bit more worried about coming into the year because of what happened last year. There's all circumstances around other guys. Sophomore slump is a thing.
I know it's a thing. I mean, and you know, when I think of Pete Alonso, I think of Chris Kreider and the Rangers.
Yeah.
Homegrown talent.
That's right.
Didn't have a great year. Has moments in the playoffs. Was a little bit injured this year. And that's why I want the Rangers to keep him. You know, I want the Rangers to keep their homegrown talent and somebody that's had a great 13-year career but had an off year this year. You know, it happens. You know, people go, you know, and have off years for whatever reason, whether it be injuries or different situations that they're involved in around the team and all. That has happened with different teams. I think Pete was a little bit of that last year, but look at what he's doing this year. I mean, there was a chance that he was not going to be on this team. And quite frankly, you know, we talked about the impact that Soto was going to have, and he is one that has been a direct positive result to Soto's, being in the lineup, being here, being a part of the team. And you can feel like, you know, when you win, the team looks like it does. It looks like it's happy with each other. They all get along. And that's exactly what winning does. That's the elixir that cures any internal strife or any of the other crap, because nobody wants to be the reason why you lose. That's where the Mets are right now, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
Which is amazing.
So many guys clicking, I mean, on all phases, you know, offense and starting pitching and bullpen, and you don't want to be the weak link in that. I mean, you feed off that in a positive way. You feed off that in a negative way, too, when things are going bad. You know, that is contagious as well. So it has been great. Now, we talk about the Pete thing. I've said it many times already. I know the reasons why you don't, you know, get wrapped up in what's going on right now and talk contracts and all of that thing. But, I mean, if it were me, and I'm a fan, and I'm not David Stearns, and I'm not ruthless, I'd find a way to be like, all right, Pete, tacking four more years onto this thing
just
right now.
Relax.
I'm tacking four more years onto this thing.
Just relax.
We're taking care of you, man.
Take it easy.
We're taking care. We're going to do, I want polar bear bobbleheads for the next 5 years.
I know you do.
That's what I'd like to see.
If you're David Stearns, you just got to take it one game at a time. Just let the whole thing play itself out. And let's hope that, you know, the Mets have two or three guys that are in the MVP running. Let's just hope it. And let's hope Pete is one of those guys and he continues doing what he's doing. I'm happy as hell for him because, you know, this is a money year for him without question. And thus far, he's been answering almost every single question.
Yeah, he has.
And by the way, his play at first base has been really good.
Yeah, I mean, he picked one last night that was really impressive. And I mean, that's one of those things that he got labeled as early on in his career, and he wasn't great, but now, I mean, he's above average. I think he's above average.
Runs above average? What the hell is that thing?
No, that's wins above replacement, is what you're talking about.
What's runs above average?
I don't know what that is, but his...
I don't know. That sounded like something that was important.
No. But his, I believe he's above average defensively at first base, and I think that's an unfair thing.
Unfair, of course he is. Yes, he is. I mean, you know, we've seen it for the last 3 or 4 years. He's gotten better each and every year defensively. So I don't know what to tell you.
Well, what I mean, yeah, I'm agreeing with you. I don't know. You're doing this I don't know what to tell you thing. Like I'm disagreeing with you.
No, I know you're not disagreeing with me, but that whole runs above average thing.
I didn't say that.
No, I said that.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm not even sure that's a thing.
That's not a thing. Runs above average is not a thing.
Yeah, it's raw.
Raw. I mean, listen, he's leading the league in raw.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. This is the first time I have seen Jerry's arms in many months.
Might be the last time, too, for a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Man. Because by 7:30, it's usually freezing in here, so okay. The jacket will be back on.
All right, well, good morning, Sunshine.
So good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Sunshine. I'm good.
No, you're Sunshine, not okay. Me.
You know, it's like one of those things. It's like a sign of spring. You know, where you see like certain like the daffodils that pop up, sure, or the red-breasted robin. When Jerry shows his arms, it's like, here we are.
I thought you were going to go with the girls in the spandex shorts and cleavage outside walking around.
That too, yeah. They just pop out of the ground. I think they hibernate. So I think what they do is they hibernate underground in the city, and then when it gets to like 60 degrees, then they pop out. You know, like insects will show up?
Yes.
And you're like, how the hell did these insects show up on
where
the first
they been?
Warm
where
day?
They been, yeah.
Right. I think that's the same thing with the spandex girls.
I did have that thought yesterday.
Yeah.
At the light at Charlton and Varick.
Yeah.
The 8 of them. Like, oh, I guess it's summertime.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's something else. But yes, it is officially springtime, Jerry.
It is officially springtime.
And it's great to see your arms. And I mean,
Jerry called winter over like 8 weeks ago.
And I wasn't wrong. Didn't
well,
snow
now,
after
now
that.
You're now. Now
he
you're
never
right.
Snowed after that.
Well, may not have snowed here, but snowed other places.
Okay. It might be snowing in Alaska right now, but I'm not going to say that it's still winter.
There was snow from Vermont, New Hampshire.
Who cares?
I'll say New York a little
it's
bit.
Vermont.
Yeah.
I'm worried about Albany.
No, I'm not worried about it. I'm just saying that winter wasn't over when
well,
you I said
could call
it was
it,
over.
Then I could call it summertime in December when it's 82 in Montego Bay. Somewhere it's nice.
Okay.
I mean, that was your example, not mine.
I am not arguing with you.
You just said somewhere it's still cold.
Yeah. That is true. On the East Coast.
All right, Jerry. And you know what? In December, it's 80 in Miami. That's the East Coast.
You're right. You're right, Jerry, once again.
Yeah, see that? Look at that. He bowed down to Jerry. You are correct,
sir. No, he's
sir.
Just exhausted. We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. But exhausted from watching good baseball, specifically at Citi Field, where the Mets did it again last night.
The 1-1. That's ripped toward left field. Kepler over. Can't get to it. Down for a hit. Rolls to the wall. Lindor is in. Alonso chugging for second. He's there sliding in feet first with a double. An RBI double. His 25th RBI of the year. Insurance for the Mets in the seventh. And the lead over Philly now grows to 3-1.
Chugging's the right word, by the way.
For let's people. Go, man.
He's got a weird running style, man.
Yeah, chugging is the way to
legs mean. Are going every which way. Somebody's got to talk to him about if you run, you know, a little bit cleaner, you'll be a little bit faster.
Do you ever see the videos where they speed him up running?
No, I haven't.
I mean, it is hilarious.
He's a funky dude, man.
Like, there was this video I saw him, like, going full speed from second to third and rounded third, and they sped it up. His legs are like everywhere.
Yes.
It looks like he's got fins. Legs.
Well, you know what he's doing? He's hitting a lot. And the Mets are winning a lot. That was Keith Raddin, Mets Odyssey Radio. The Mets wound up beating the Phillies 5-1. Alonso, the RBI double, the batting average, .349 after a couple of more hits last night. Luis Torrens with a two-run single, really breaking the game open. He was on SNY afterwards, happy to contribute.
Well, that moment was huge. Put the ball in play, right? And thanks God, everything happening our way, and we can help the team win.
And he certainly did, as is Francisco Lindor on a daily basis. Lindor 3-for-5, the tie-breaking RBI single early in this game in the second. So for all of the conversation about a slow start, which seems to be the norm this year, it's April 23rd, and he's batting .301. After last night's three-hit performance. And speaking of performances, Griffin Canning, who has not had a good, did not have a good time of it last year. He's off to a nice start, 3-1, 3.12 ERA. He went five strikeouts for the win. And here's another guy talking about pitching at Citi Field and performing in front of the fans.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, it's been so cool to pitch here. Like, the fans are in it. They understand kind of the big moments of the game. So, I mean, it's been really, really fun to pitch.
And so the Mets 11-1 at Citi Field, 17-7 overall. Carlos Mendoza says it's great. Let's relax a little bit.
it's early, you know, and I'm not looking at the standings. Our job is to continue to win series, you know. You brought it up. I had no idea. Yeah, I know we're playing well. We're racking up wins right now, and that's what you want.
That's exactly what you want. And the Phillies, a little bit of a struggle at 13-11. More on them coming up next hour. Series finale this afternoon. Mets will go for their seventh straight win. You've got David Peterson facing the old former Met, Zach Wheeler, on 880 Mets Odyssey Radio coverage at 12:30. Yankees and Guardians also with a day game. Last night you had Cleveland beating New York. It was one inning that did in the Yankees.
Hider deals, runner goes, pitch swung on, head up the middle, Volpe right there to short hop, goes off his chest, recovers, throws, and not in time. Oh, Cleveland, as Manzardo scored, it's 3-2, Guardians.
I mean, it's
that's the Volpe.
Volpe had needed, it's a tough play, it's a really tough
a
play.
A base hit, though?
I think it was an error, but he also came up late in the game with two men on and struck out. Yep. So
he's had a struggle, no doubt, to start the season. And the Yankees wound up losing to the Guardians 3-2.
He's still using that torpedo bat.
Well, that's quieted down, huh?
Yeah, it has.
Stephen Kwan scored from second base on a double steal on a Mark Leiter wild pitch to get within 2-1. Kyle Manzardo, the game tying RBI double, and then you had the Martinez. That was really infield RBI.
I do like the 6:30 start, though.
Yes, 6:10.
6:10 start. Awesome. That was great.
I agree. Here was Volpe on that play specifically.
I feel like I got to make that play. There's the type of situations you want the ball hit to you, and it didn't come through, so it's obviously feel like you take it on the chin and you wear it for the team, but you just want more of those opportunities to come through. So when it doesn't happen, it's frustrating.
Now you had Will Warren go five innings, throws into the sixth, gives up a couple of base hits. They pull him for Mark Leiter. He was charged, Leiter, with one run on three hits and a walk. Not the best of starts, but some goofiness, too, in the inning.
You mean Warren or Leiter?
Leiter. So Warren went 5+, gave up a couple of base hits, comes in, and then Leiter was charged with one run. The two went to Warren because he was responsible for the two guys on base. Here was Leiter on a difficult inning, for sure.
Didn't bounce our way, really. I don't really have a lot to unpack about it. Tried to make good pitches and didn't get outs.
Yeah, so Al Sun, not a good day last night.
The unpacking. I love that one.
Yes.
I don't have a lot to unpack.
And for anybody out there, I know it's not Al Sun. It's a joke. Aaron Judge, 4-for-4, batting .411 on the season. You got Carlos Rodon, Luis Ortiz today on Sports Radio 660 AM at 12:30. Next hour, some sound from around the league, too, with the Cubs beat the Dodgers in extra innings and also a great play.
That was a huge comeback in the ninth inning.
Yeah, it was.
Them.
Pretty good. After the Dodgers scored, I think, five runs to take the lead in whatever inning it was. And the Twins had a cool finish as they beat the White Sox last night. All right, we are now, let's see, 36 hours away from the NFL draft. So it seems like the Titans are locked in on what they are doing at number one. Here is their GM, Mike Borgonzi.
We've come to a consensus. The entire organization is to stay at that pick, and I guess you'll find out Thursday night who we pick.
And we certainly expect
it to be
Cam
Ward. See, that's the thing you're looking for, G. I keep telling you, a consensus.
Consensus.
You want a consensus. You don't want a split building.
Right, like
you don't want personnel on one side and the coaches on the other,
like the Dolphins and Brian Flores and Justin Herbert and Tua.
Yes,
that you don't want situation. That. Yeah,
it'll be in Green Bay tomorrow night. Who do the Giants take at number three? Who do the Giants select at quarterback? We certainly know they're going to end up with somebody. You would think. Here's Jackson Dart with Kay Adams, the Ole Miss quarterback. The Giants very appealing to him.
They were great. You know, I feel like the people in the organization really get it, and they want to win. They want to win now, and I think that's something that, you know, was very apparent in the way that they were talking to me. And, you know, I think that it would be a special opportunity, especially with the connections that I had with Eli.
Who also said he would like to be part of this process, I suppose. That's what Dart said. And then you talked about...
What now?
Like, Dart was talking about meeting with the Giants, and I guess he met with Eli as well.
Oh,
just
okay.
That Eli would, you know, would love to be able to help out
a little bit.
Oh, yeah,
mentor
that's
him.
All.
Okay.
And I guess, you know, with the
and
whole
then when
thing.
Then when Eli's nephew's drafted by the Giants, then what?
Well, they're going to have a terrible season then, right? You would think if they're going to get him next year, when you project him to be a pretty
high pick. I think the hope of every Giant fan is to somehow figure out a way to get to Arch Manning.
That means another lousy season.
Unfortunately, yeah. And a new coach and a new general manager. If that happens.
Yeah. Par for the course.
I got the perfect combination. Head coach, Bill Belichick. General manager, Jordan Hudson.
Book it.
Bring him in. Get him here. Ton of fans.
So he goes to North Carolina for one season. Giants are brutal. Here comes Bill and Arch and Jordan.
Jordan Hudson. Let's go. Giants back on the map, just like that.
That would be blazing trails, that's for sure.
Damn right.
Here's one more from Dart talking about he and Shedeur Sanders. The two are thought to be picked in the first round. Well, I guess in the first round. I have no idea what Shedeur anymore, and I don't know where Dart's going to go. But in terms of their relationship?
He called me like 2 hours ago, probably just, you know, checking in to see what's all going on and whatnot. But no, we've... he was at Jackson State, so, and I was, you know, right down the road in Oxford.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were competing for some of the same guys in the transfer portal.
And so they got to know one another, and now they're kind of friends off the field as well. Now, he spent some time, meaning Sanders did, with the Steelers. Here was Mike Tomlin and what he took from that meeting and workout.
The things that stood out were evident in his video. There's a toughness there that doesn't get talked about enough. There's a competitive spirit there that doesn't get talked about enough. I know he's very talented and has made a lot of plays for his university and his team. But the intangible qualities displayed on tape were impressive to me.
And I guess Al told me today that's now the betting favorite where he will land.
Yeah, well, anybody who covered the Steelers yesterday put out that they have never heard Mike Tomlin talk in such detail about a player ever. Since he's
Deion's
gotten there.
Kid, man. Come
and,
on.
Well, but still, it's not like, you know, this is the only popular player ever to be drafted. And they also said he likes doing smokescreen stuff, but they were just surprised at how much detail he went into talking about
it. This is really the ultimate silly season right now. As we get closer and closer to the draft, more and more of these stupid stories come out. You know, you never know whether or not some team is trying to put out a story so a guy maybe would drop. I don't think that that's the case. I think... most of these buildings know exactly what they want to do, who they want, who they're targeting. And quite frankly, it really comes down to whether or not, as you heard Borgonzi, the GM from the Titans, say, we're staying put with number one. So we're not taking any trade calls. We're not doing anything. We know who we're taking, and you'll find out on Thursday night.
Why wouldn't you?
Maybe they've exhausted all of those already up to this point.
Right, but like, so we were talking this morning. Phone rings tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And a team wants to give them a haul for the number one pick. You're going to tell me they wouldn't take that call?
It doesn't sound like they're going to. So maybe they're done with all of that and they just want to move on and they want to take their quarterback and, you know, hopefully get their team straightened out.
Well, we move on to the NHL playoffs where the Devils are now in an 0-2 hole.
Puck loose in the near circle. It's underneath Nico Hischier. He's trying to protect it. Pokes free. And now Carolina on the counter. Here come the Kings. They score Jordan Martinuk with the shorthanded goal.
And that was Matt Lachlan on Devils Radio. Devils got out to a 1-0 lead, but then Carolina, they score three in a row, including the empty netter at the end by Seth Jarvis. 3-1 the final. You had 25 saves from Frederick Anderson. Just one quick one from Jesper Bratt. Lots of positives, just not enough.
There was a lot of times there when we created a scramble in front, and puck could have just bounced it our way, and we would have been standing here with a different result today.
But it didn't bounce their way.
And speaking of Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson, they were there in a suite last night, taking in the game.
Yeah, and that's where she posted unassuming outfit, something like that. Didn't she post that he was in a suit?
You know what? I did not see that part of it, but I'm going to take your word for it.
She said really blending in because he's wearing that powder blue suit.
<That's it>. With a photo of the two of them. It was kind of funny. Game three will be Friday night at The Rock. More on the NHL coming up. Lakers, T-Wolves. Don't want to go down 0-2, especially in your own building. And so the Lakers fought back. Nice start in the first quarter and wound up beating the T-Wolves.
Here comes Austin Reeves into the front court. Gives it to Luka. Luka down low to Finney-Smith, outside to Vincent, now to Reeves. Luka open for three. It's good. Timeout, Minnesota. Lakers 25 and the Wolves 10.
Yeah, set the tone early. That was Lakers radio with the call. Luka had, I think, 14 or 15 in the first quarter alone. Finished with 31 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists. Lakers win 94-85. LeBron at 21-11 said, we prepped hard for this thing, and it proved itself out.
We had a tough practice yesterday, and we went at it yesterday, and one of the best practices we've had all year. We kind of knew coming out of that what type of disposition we had to play with. We watched film before practice. It wasn't good. Game one was not good at all. We're all competitors, and you know, so that's what it took.
And so that series is even at a game apiece. Also, last night you had the Thunder beat the Grizzlies. Sound member, you had John Morant talking about it's only one, but we'll come out and get the split. Feel pretty
sure.
They lost 118-99. So the Thunder up 2-0. The Pacers beat the Bucks 123-115. So Indiana up 2-0 there. Tonight you've got the Celtics and the Magic. The Cavaliers host the Heat, and the Rockets face the Warriors. A lot more sound from the NFL coming up next hour.
Something I just wanted to mention because I felt like this guy didn't get enough credit as a great play-by-play guy over the years, but he did Sunday Night Football for many years, and that was Mike Patrick passed away yesterday. And he was with ESPN for majority of his career. And I, at that point, like when I started loving football and I couldn't get every Vikings game, they were on Sunday Night Football a lot. So yep. I just remember watching them. Mm-hmm. He was always good. I could hear him right now in my head calling a touchdown. So, but I never got the credit I thought he deserved.
He always seemed like one of those guys. Never met him, never knew. He just seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Like Mike Tirico seems like a nice guy. Just from, and that was the feel I always had watching
play
him.
Play by play where a guy where the game is not about him.
Right.
He's just in there doing his job professionally, smoothly. And we all love the sound of his voice.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Sean McDonough doing hockey. Mm. You know, it's not about him. He's good at what he does. He does it the right way. He does it with the right voice inflection, and he sounds great, and that's the way Mike was.
Yep. R.I.P. Mike Patrick.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Lou Lamoriello out as Islanders GM. I know it was probably a tough decision for ownership there. He sounded like he wanted to come back or was ready to come back in his postseason press conference, but they have underachieved. He said he still believed in the core of the roster, but it felt like it was time to move on, and they did. So it's definitely a changing of the guard over there, and we're going to see big moves, I would imagine, continuing with the New York Rangers and their roster. It's going to be a busy offseason with those two teams, isn't it?
It's going to be a really busy offseason, but I will say this about Lou Lamoriello, Hall of Famer, one of the great general managers in the history of this game, and he took two woebegone franchises and made them into championship-level teams. And you can say whatever you want about the last couple of years for the Islanders, but 5 out of the 7 years they were in the playoffs, 2 out of those 5 years they made the Eastern Conference Finals. He ushered in a new building. You know, I always wanted to give Garth Snow a lot of credit for dealing with what he had to deal with, and that was a limited budget, the Nassau Coliseum. It was not easy, you know, trying to deal with the whole John Tavares situation around the Islanders, playing in Brooklyn. I mean, it was a joke, actually.
Yeah.
And the players were practicing in a practice facility that wasn't great. I mean, so Lou Lamoriello comes here from Toronto and immediately adds credibility and stability to a franchise and restores the pride of the franchise. And you know, they have a nice, beautiful practice facility now. All the guys that come here, and I know this from Matt, want to stay here. Like, they want to come and play for the Islanders. They want to live on Long Island. They want to play golf here. They love the beaches. They love the school systems.
Bo Horvat's one of those guys.
Like, you know, you can go down the list of all of them. Over the last 5 years, he has transformed the place into a destination to come and play, especially now with UBS Arena. Because UBS Arena is one of the best buildings in the entire league now. And so he has been one of the reasons why the Islanders actually got back to, you know, that pride of the 80s that they had. And I have a soft spot for him because I know that, you know, he really loves Matt and really respects Matt as a player and as a person. So, you know, all I could say is thank you to him for doing right by my son-in-law. And, you know, I know that John Collins is the guy that is going now to start the GM search. And I don't know how they're going to set it up. I don't know if they're going to do two people or just one person. Sometimes they hire, you know, president of player, you know, player development or whatever they call it, and a GM. I'm not really sure what they're going to do. But John Collins, I've known him a long time. And he's a guy that was in the NFL for many, many years, wanted to go run the Cleveland Browns. After that, went to the NHL, helped them secure some of their new TV deals, which was a huge boon for the NHL. And then, you know, over the last couple of years, has been a partner with the Islanders, I think, from the business side. And he's going to be the guy that's going to make the decision on who's going to be the next leader of this franchise. So it's interesting. You know, I just think that from an Islander fan perspective, from friends of mine that are Islander fans and were with me at Matt's final game, I think they all felt like the thing has gotten stale and that attendance has dwindled and that there needed to be some refreshing. There needed to be a freshening up of the organization, and I think that's exactly what they're going through right now.
Yeah, and also Lou hiring Barry Trotz, I think, was a huge deal at the time. The way it ended was awkward, and I didn't agree with it. But that those teams there brought a lot of joy to the fan base, and they had some great runs. But yeah, I agree. I mean, it just didn't feel the same this year in a couple games that I went to, and all those blown leads that they have, it's just disappointing.
A lot of injuries for them this year. Yeah. I'm sitting here and make excuses for anybody, but you know, if Matthew Barzal is not on the ice, they're a different team.
Yeah.
They're a totally different team. So then they had the whole Duclair situation. So it was if I had to sit from where I sit and look at this, I can understand why the Islander fan would be frustrated with the way that the team has played, especially with the way that they played against the Rangers this year.
Patrick Waugh stay?
That's a good question. I would doubt it. Usually when a new GM comes in and takes over, the only way that I think you would end up inheriting a coach is if they owe him too much money and too much term, but I don't think that's the case. I think he has, I want to say, 2 years left in his deal. I'm not totally sure. And I think that, you know, you could just swallow that and move on and bring in a whole new regime to get the Islanders back to where they're competitive again.
NFL draft talk coming up in less than 10 minutes. 888-808-1019 to join the show. Let's go to Alan in Mount Kisco. What's going on, Alan?
Hi, Gio and Boomer. So good to talk to you. Boomer, I wanted to discuss your evaluation of Luis Angel Acuña. I think you're being too hard on him.
Stop being so soft. Stop being so soft. We're going for a World Series championship this year. I need everybody locked in.
I think he is locked in. I think the only thing I think you could say about him is that he's maybe a little too aggressive on the base path. He's been playing great second base, a lot of range, great double play capability.
Yeah. When the ball's hit to him, everything's fine. But, you know, like, you got to cover bases. You got to know where you're going on the field. Have you watched a couple of these games where both Keith and Ronnie and Gary have questioned whether or not he knows what he's doing on the field in certain situations?
I've watched every game, and I think they've been really pretty complimentary of him, I think. They haven't been like that at all about him.
Well, I said I was nitpicking. I said nitpicking. Yeah. You know that, right?
I think this guy may be playing Jeff McNeil out of a starting position.
Maybe he might. He might end up getting Jeff McNeil traded. Who knows?
Yeah, I hope so.
But like I said, I was nitpicking.
Yeah, I mean, you like him. You want to see
him.
Yeah,
of course I want to see him do well. He's got energy. I want young players with energy. Yes, but I also want young players to know where they're going.
Just want to clean up a little of sloppiness.
Like, I love to see Gabe Perreault play with the Rangers. But if he doesn't know where he's supposed to be on the ice in certain situations, then, you know, maybe he needs to sit and watch a little bit so he can get a little bit more comfortable with what his responsibilities are. That's all I'm saying.
You got to hit that B, man, with that Gabe Perreault. You're going Gabe Perreault again. That's what you do every time. You just nailed it again. You're like, it's the same thing with Gabe Perreault. It's Gabe.
All
hit
right.
That
okay.
B.
You want me to hit
Gabe.
The B? Okay.
Gabe.
All right. So I want youthful energy. I want that kind of thing on my team.
Okay. I am gay.
All right. And I do love the fact that he's in the lineup. I do. I know I see the speed. I see the hustle. I'm just saying, nitpicking. Gabe Perreault.
Alessandro in Brooklyn. What's going on, Alessandro?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Good morning.
What's happening,
thank
brother?
Thank you guys so much for taking the call. I love you guys. Listening to you for a long time. You know, I have a bit of a discussion topic since you guys are the best ambassadors of Long Island that I know. I didn't grow up there, but my wife did. And, you know, we got married this past year, and she grew up in Centerport. She grew up in a great area, you know, but I met her in the city, and she developed a life in the city. However, you know, like, I want to have kids, and we're in our 30s, and I don't want to have to move to a place anywhere outside of the city, like when we have our backs up against the wall, she's pregnant, we already have kids and all that. So what I'm trying to do is trying to get out of here, get out of Brooklyn as soon as possible, and try to start to develop a life out here and in Long Island. But, you know, it's hard. It's like pulling teeth with her to really try to get her to, you know, just leave the culture of the city and all this.
Nah, she'll get over that. She'll get over that. And by the way, are there family members out there of hers still on Long Island?
Of course, and that's the biggest selling point. We have a village to raise a child. She has her aunts, uncles, cousins, parents, all of this.
Alessandra, you are on it. Everything you have, you are a wise man that you don't have children and you know all of these things already. You are very wise. So she's got to get over that. I don't know how you convince her because everything that I was going to tell you, you have already told her. And I think that she might be being a little stubborn here, but just, you know, don't force her too much.
Good luck trying to find a home to buy on Long Island, though,
well,
right now.
Yeah, forget it. I'm not even trying to do that. That's crazy, you know?
I mean, let me ask you a question. I mean, does she work in the city? Do you work in the city? Are you talking about commuting?
She actually is a teacher in Brooklyn. She walks 15 minutes to work, which is just like crazy. You know, she loves that. But for me, like, I'm a carpenter, and I'm already like making a life out here in Suffolk County, trying to get into the union in Suffolk County, working for different carpenters out here so that, you know, I could already transition on the way. So she knows I'm really serious about it, but she is. Right, to really peel
her. She's locked in. Yeah, I mean, you got her locked into the concrete jungle, man.
Forget yeah, this it. Is a, it's a tough one, Alessandro.
It's gonna be tough,
especially with that lack of commute that she has. But keep trying. Just don't force it on her. And thanks for the call. Just
Don't. But I mean, they don't have a kid yet.
She's going to realize it when they do. That's the thing.
Take the kid to the beach.
Well, that's the thing.
You know,
you don't really know until Alessandro, though. He really looked ahead well without having children.
I think yes,
but I think that the second that they hopefully have a child, she's going to say, "We got to get out of here."
I mean, she's from Centerport, so you know beautiful, she knows what's going on.
Where a man Mike Harris lives, the UMG Nashville guy, yeah. Beautiful.
But that is a
state
like,
in Centerport.
She's going to have to become like a Long Island teacher. She's going to have to. Yeah. She can't commute to Brooklyn from Long Island.
That's a trick. That's a tricky thing to do, too, by the way. It's not easy getting those jobs out there. We got to take a break.
I know that, but I'm not. There's nothing. I'm just. Okay. My screen turned off. That's all I'm doing.
Okay, good.
Just trying to fix.
All right, it worked, Eddie. Good. Remember, turn his screen off.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.